This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Got that worked out. We're okay, Lord. They'll be all right. Amen. Praise God. So let's read this, and I'm not going to preach it again, the first six verses. You'll have to get the tape. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Oh, hallelujah. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." Ooh, that should excite you today. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Thank you, Lord. "And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Verse 5. "Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Thomas needed some help here. Anybody need some help today? Amen. Verse 6. Amen. "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach it again, but I'm not going to. Right? You got to get the tape. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is comforting his disciples here. I want you to know today, I will say this, that God doesn't want you troubled today. Okay? He really doesn't. And you have a choice today if you're going to be troubled or you're not going to be troubled. All right? Let me tell you, Sunday had a tremendous service, but then some things happened. And you know what? I easily could have got troubled. That message I preached, man, I got tested right away, church. Okay? That happens a lot. When a pastor preaches a message, whoo, especially the last few weeks, because they've been some heavy-duty messages coming out from this pulpit here. Man, the enemy's tried to test your pastor, let me tell you. All right? So, don't be troubled. You got a choice. When things come your way, you got a choice to let them trouble you or not let them trouble you. Let Jesus comfort you and know that, you know what, with the Lord, all things are possible. He's going to work it out, whatever you're going through, whatever difficulty may be there. How many know today, if you worry and get fretful, does that help the situation today? Not at all. It makes it worse. So the disciples here, they needed to be comforted. They needed, you know, they needed some counsel here. They needed the Lord to minister to them. And how many know that Jesus constantly was doing that to them, and he's doing it for us today, okay? Jesus is the way today. I can't say that enough. Jesus is the way, man. Hallelujah. Right? He really is the truth, okay? He is the truth, all right? All truth surrounds around Jesus today, okay? And he is here, he tells us, I am the life. Okay? All that we need to have, all that we need to know is in Jesus today. Okay? He really is the way, truth, and the life. So what? If you know that today, you know what? You can actually not get troubled. But we get tested every day with this. Every day. Every day. Devil tries to throw stuff at us, tries to have things happen, you know. Things are going to just happen because we live in a world, a society that, you know what, nobody's perfect. So things are going to just happen. They're going to happen at work. They're going to happen on your family. They're even going to happen in church. Things that shouldn't really happen, they're going to happen. Why? Because we have people who are not perfect here. Did you know that? Including your pastor. Amen? There's a church that we passed by on the way here. They have these sayings on the marquee from time to time. And I love this one that we saw, and they put it up from time to time. It says, the church, something like this, I don't remember it exactly, but the church is perfect until you walk into it. Right? As soon as you walk in the doors, the church became unperfect. How many know that's true? It just is. Okay? So we're always going to have things are going to happen. Okay? All right, let's get into the next part of this message. All right? I want you to go down to the same chapter. We're going to look at verse 12 to 14. All right. Powerful stuff about to come. Get ready. All right. It says in verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Let me read a couple more verses, then we'll pause. It says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Praise God. Wow. So here Jesus, he comforts his disciples. Amen. He gives them some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding. And now he tells them, you know what? Verily, verily, or truly, truly, if you believe on me today. Anybody believe on Jesus today? Amen. If you believe on me, he says, the person that believes on me, the works that I do, you shall do them also. And he don't stop there, praise God. He says, and not only that, but greater works than these you shall do. Oh my Lord, what are you talking about, Jesus? Greater works. There's a church that is not far from our house in Hammond, Indiana. We know the pastor real well. That's the name of their church, Greater Works. Okay? We as his disciples today, we have the ability and the authority, if we believe in Jesus and are walking tight with the Lord, walking in the Spirit, following the Lord, okay? We have the ability to do the works that he has done and still continues to do, and even greater, my God. Greater, praise God. I didn't say it, Jesus did. Do you believe it though today, church? You got to believe it, right? You have to believe in him first, he says. If you believe in me, then the works that I do, you'll do them too. Now, how, you know today that you can't do them without the Lord inside of you. All right? You can't do it without the Spirit of the Lord inside of you, because it's really him doing it through you. Okay? But you can today. All right? Jesus did all kinds of great works. How many know it today? We've been teaching and preaching about the miracles of Jesus. Blind eyes open, you know, deaf ears open, the lame walk, on and on. 38 miracles that are recorded that we can see in the Gospels of what Jesus did. Great works. And he tells us we'll do the same and even greater than these. Why? Because Jesus has gone to the Father now. Amen? Greater works. Wow. Than these we shall do. You got to believe it today. Praise God. When I'm in the Spirit of the Lord, I believe it. When I get in my flesh, I don't believe it. Right? When I'm tight with the Lord and I'm connected, I'm walking in the Spirit, boy, I believe it. Right? I can do it through the Lord today. Great things. And you know what? I look back in my 30 years walking in the Lord. God has done some great things through the vessel. I don't take no credit for it. But I was willing to be used of God. Okay? I can look back. I can remember certain things. People who were demon-possessed got delivered. Okay? That's a great work today. Amen? I'm going to give you just some examples. I remember praying for one woman who was a smoker. Okay? And I prayed for her. God would deliver her of that. And you know what? She came back eventually to tell me, "Pastor Rich, I'm delivered of smoking." Hallelujah. Yes. I didn't do it. The Spirit of the Lord did it. But I had to what? Believe God and pray for that woman and declare some things over that woman and speak some things over that life. Amen? Who says you can't do that today? No one says you can't. Actually, Jesus says you can. And you should, praise God. The question is, where are we in our walks with God? It ain't just going to happen because we say it today. Amen? How many believe today that we should be seeing more miracles in the church? These works of Jesus and greater works, they seem to be far and few between. Why? Is it because the Lord don't want to do them? Of course not. Yes, he does, but there's obviously something wrong with the church. Amen? Maybe we're not where we need to be. Praise God. We're not as close to the Lord as we should be. Maybe we're walking too much in the flesh and not in the spirit. There's a lot of things, and I'm not going to go into all that today. I'm just throwing some things out to you. I want you to think about this, all right? This is a powerful statement he makes to his disciples. But it wasn't just for the 12, it's for me and you today, all right? Because those 12 are long gone dead. Amen? All the disciples of that day, they're gone. We are his representation today, amen? We are the living disciples of God today. And he's saying this to you and me today that, you know what, if you believe in me, oh, hallelujah, you're going to do these works and even greater. Why? Because Jesus is with the Father now. We got a connection up there. Right? He's with the Father. Oh, hallelujah. I got to move on here. I'll never get through this. Look at what he says in 13 and 14. He says, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'm going to do it. Oh, hallelujah. That the Father may be glorified. Whatsoever. That's a big word, and that really opens it up today. Amen? Whatsoever. You ask. How? In the name of Pastor Rich? No. In the name of Sister Josie? No. In the name of Jesus? Amen? You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus today. Amen? He said, whatsoever it is, I'm going to do it for you. Why? So that the Father will be glorified. That puts some parameters now to what he says here. So whatever you're asking for in prayer, it's going to have to be something that what? Is going to glorify the Father. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen today. Amen? But he says here, whatsoever. Oh my God. And if you ask anything in my name, he says it again, I'm going to do it. Wow. I love Jesus so much. He's so positive. This is Jesus speaking. You know that, right? It's Jesus speaking. So positive today. Amen? Just ask in my name. I'm going to do it because the Father, God the Father, is going to be glorified. Amen? That should help us in what we pray for every day. Right? That should bring some parameters to when we go to prayer, what we're asking God for. Let me tell you, if it's not a desirable request, you should know it right away. And if it ain't, you should change your prayer. If it's a prayer to fulfill the lust of your flesh, you can just quit right there, because it ain't going to happen. Jesus is not going to answer something that's going to, what? Help your flesh. That's not going to glorify God. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, my wife, she hasn't been treating me too good. Can you hook me up with another lady this week, Lord? Lord, will you just, you know, Lord, I don't know. I don't think I can live with her anymore. Lord, send me another person, please, this week, in Jesus' name. Is that going to glorify the Father? No. Why? Because God doesn't believe in that. Amen? When you're married, you're supposed to be with that one person. Amen? Right? Even if they do give you a hard time sometimes. It's not wrong to pray for your spouse. Don't get me wrong. Amen? How many know we need to do that from time to time? Right? But he's not going to answer that prayer. Save your breath. Amen? But he says that the Father may be glorified. Ooh, this is good. All right? Let me read you a couple real quick scriptures here. John 15, 7 and 8, it says this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Wow. We have to what? Abide in Jesus today. Amen. When we abide in Jesus, then we can ask whatever it is. And you know what? The Lord's going to do it. In verse 8, he says, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Here it is again. We should glorify our Father. Jesus is very concerned about glorifying the Father. We should be today too. And if we abide in the Lord, you know what? We're going to be able to pray, and God is going to answer those requests if we're abiding. It's a big word today. Abiding in the vine. All right, I don't have much time to go into that with you today. Let me read you another scripture to bring some clarity about whatsoever you pray. It ain't really that simple today, okay? And you know that, but I'm going to make sure you know that real clear here today. In 1 John 5, 14 and 15, look at what it says here. 1 John 5, 14 and 15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, who? Jesus, that if we ask anything, now listen real close, according to His will, He heareth us. Amen. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. So we can have confidence today that when we pray, that if we ask anything according to His will, He's going to hear us today. His will, amen. Not my will, His will. New Testament, His will. Okay? We need His will on us. Amen. Years ago, I used to teach on the mind, having the mind of Christ. That's how I used to make people understand. Put on the mind of Christ. Put it on your head. Amen. So His will, praise God. If we do that, we're going to see answers to our prayers. All right, we need to move on here. I want to get through this with you. Some good stuff coming up here. Go back to John 14. Hallelujah. We got to abide today. Praise God. Look at verse 15 and 16 of John 14. Hallelujah. He says here, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. If you love me, somebody say love, keep my commandments. Amen. If you love Jesus today, you're going to do what? You're going to keep His commandments. Amen. Pastor Rich is not going to have to bend your arm and follow you every day of the week and say, are you following the commandments? No. If you love Jesus today, see, that's the bottom line, okay? Bottom line, He tells the disciples here, if you love me, you're going to just keep my commandments. Okay? I want you to pay attention to this because we're going to hear this over and over and over again here in this chapter. Keep my commandments or obey my commandments. Here's what I want you to get. Love today equals obedience. Okay? Somebody need to write that down. Love equals obedience. Okay? We say we love God today, that means we're going to what? Obey God. Ooh, it got real quiet here. I don't know why. Amen. It's the truth. Okay? He told His disciples that. If you love me, you're just going to, what? Follow me. You're gonna listen to me. You're going to listen to what I tell you. And when you do that, He says, you know what? And I'm going to give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. Don't be troubled. And now He says, praise God, I'm going to give you another comforter now too. How many know that's the Holy Spirit, right? I'm going to give you another comforter. Or let me put it this way to you, a counselor. How many need a counselor in their lives? Holy Spirit, He's the best. And He don't cost a lot per hour either. Amen. Counselors today, boy, they get a pretty good penny, but the Holy Spirit, He don't charge you $100 an hour. It's free. Amen. Ooh. Good. Praise God. He's our counselor. He's our helper today. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our intercessor today. He's our advocate today. Who? The Holy Spirit. I'm going to send you another comforter. We need all these things in our lives today, church. Amen. He says, I'm going to be your advocate for you. That's the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be your strengthener. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to be your standby. Oh, God. And look at what He says here. And He says this in verse 16, that He may abide for you with you sometimes. Is that what that said? No, I'm going to abide with you forever. Forever. That means 360 days a year, right? 52 weeks a year. Every day, praise God, I'm going to be with you. But there's a key here, praise God. First He said, keep my commandments. See, if you love me, it won't be a struggle to serve God today. Hallelujah. If you love Jesus today, it won't be hard for you to go to church. Oh, Lord, I need help. I might have to get my bell out. See, if you love me, you're going to do whatever I want you to do. It's easy today, church. You won't be troubled then, because you're really letting God lead you and direct you, and you got the Holy Spirit in your life giving you what you need. Praise God. We need the Holy Spirit more than ever before today, right? Today, July 4th, 2010, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives, okay? Without the Holy Spirit working in your life, you are going to struggle big time, okay? Big time, because you can't do it on your own. You won't do it on your own. You will stumble and fall a lot. Even with the Holy Spirit, we stumble and fall. So just think, without the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to work in our lives and being our comforter and being our advocate and our intercessor and on and on and on and on, you wonder why we're troubled, right? Because we're not allowing God to have His free reign in our lives. Ooh, it's just powerful. That blessed me. He's going to remain with me forever. Holy Spirit doesn't give up on you, okay? Jesus don't give up on you. The Father doesn't give up on you. But let me say this to you, church. If you're walking in sin and you're doing things you shouldn't do, how many know that the Holy Spirit ain't going to be there with you? Right? If you're doing things you shouldn't do, the Holy Spirit is not going to be there. You're going to be there by yourself, okay? And there could come a time when you, if you drift from God so far that, you know what, you're not even going to sense the Spirit of the Lord anymore in your life. It happens all the time to people, church people. You wonder, why is so-and-so not coming to church anymore? Or why do we see so-and-so only come once in a blue moon? And let me tell you, something's going on in their life, okay? The devil works overtime to cause us to drift from God. Okay? Overtime. Hear me, church. He will do anything and everything he can to cause you to drift from God. All right? Basics today. Basics. I'm talking about basics, but profound. If we love, we'll do. Okay? Because, you know, as pastor, I hear all kinds of excuses. All right? Well, I didn't do this, pastor. It's because of this. Sometimes they're valid, but a lot of times they're not. Okay, we can make anything an excuse if we want to today. How many know what I'm talking about? Well, I didn't do this, Pastor Rich, because, you know, this, and that. Would you, some of those excuses you give to me or maybe your spouse or whoever, would you give those excuses to Jesus if he was here? I wonder. Okay, it would change our tune a whole lot. Okay, let me move on here. I got to hurry. Praise God. Oh, Lord. Verse 21. He says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Oh, hallelujah. Here it is, number two. Second time we see it here in this chapter that he says, you know what? The person who has my commandments and keeps them, he's the one that loves me. He's the one that loves me. Praise God. You don't have to say anything. You'll know when somebody loves God by their actions, amen, by what they do. You don't have to force somebody to follow God. They do it because what? They love God. They have a heart for God, amen. So second time Jesus says here, this person that has my commandments and keeps them, he loves me. It's real simple, amen. And look at, he says, "And he that loves me will be loved of my Father." So if you love Jesus today, church, God loves you. The Father loves you today. Amen. Not only Jesus, but the Father loves you. Hallelujah. And he says, and you know what? I will love him, Jesus says, and I will what? Manifest myself to him. See, when you love him, Jesus is going to manifest himself to you. Oh, that's so powerful here today. It's only the person, though, who really loves God. Amen. Who really is trying, praise God. And Jesus then will manifest or reveal himself to this person. And let me tell you today, church, when the Lord reveals himself to you, you're going to know him. You're going to know him, praise God. Because he knows you already, but you're going to know him. And your life will be changed forever. Hallelujah. You'll not be the same. Praise God. All right? That's why Pastor Rich, 30 years, that man, he keeps revealing himself to me. Keeps manifesting himself to me. Yeah, I'm not perfect by any means. I have my situations I go through. I go through different things like everybody else. But let me make it clear. I love Jesus today. I love God today. I love the Holy Spirit more than my wife. Hear me today. It's God first. Okay? Then it's family. That's my partner. That's my mate. Amen. But I need to make that clear. I love God first. Okay? Jesus first. Amen. If my wife was to have me to do something that, you know what? I know Jesus would say no. The Father would say no. The Holy Spirit would say no. Sorry, babe. I'm making an example here. Okay? You got to understand. Keep His commandments. All right? And my wife, she loves God, so she's going to go right with me. Right? It don't always work that way perfect, though. We know that today. Amen. I'm getting some smiles here. I'm being real honest. Amen. But God, I love God. Okay? Gave my heart to God many years ago. No one person, no church, no denomination is going to stop that today. Amen. It ain't going to happen. And you should say the same thing today. I don't care what so-and-so might have said to me or what they did to me. It'll never stop me from loving Jesus. It'll never stop me from following the commandments because it's about Jesus today. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to be offended and leave the church because so-and-so did this to me because I'm a Christian and I love God and God wants me to go to church. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you ought to be getting excited here more. Amen. He's saying something here to us. If you love me, man, I'm going to love you. The Father's going to love you. And you know what Jesus said? I'm going to manifest myself to you. Praise God. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, here's the third time, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Wow. Third time. One, two, three. Praise God. He says it again. If a man loves me, he's going to keep my words. And my Father's going to love him. And now he says, together, me and the Father, we're going to come unto that person and we're going to make our abode with that person. Oh, hallelujah. You know what that means? Jesus and the Father, they're going to make their abode or their home with you. Their dwelling place is going to be with you. Amen. That's awesome today. God wants to live with you. You're going to be the temple that God comes and dwells in. Amen. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who's going to have that? Person who what? Loves God, keeps the commandments. Doesn't mean you're perfect today, but you got a heart to do what's right. Okay? You love to do the right thing. You love to follow the Word of God. Not what man tells you to do, the Word of God. Because man's going to fail you. Man is sometimes going to tell you not to do the right thing. Who are you going to listen to? Amen? Third time here, he tells us, if you love me, keep my words. Man, my Father God's going to love you. And we're going to come together and make our home with you. Praise God. That's exciting to me today, church. Hallelujah. I want that. How about you? Hallelujah. I'm wrapping up here. Praise God. Verse 27. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. So he starts the chapter by saying, don't let your heart be troubled. Now he says it again in verse 27. He says, you know what? For you not to be troubled, you need my peace. Hallelujah. Receive my peace. He says here, I'm leaving you my peace. Right? This was close to the time he was going to be leaving Jesus. He says, I'm leaving you my peace. My peace, I'm giving it to you. Let me say something to you here, church. Take it! Take it! Hallelujah. Take it and run with it. Hallelujah. You can't buy this peace. It only comes from God. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding. And he encourages us here. He says, don't be troubled. Amen. And he says something else. Don't be afraid. Okay? Don't be afraid. You don't need to be afraid today. Amen. You don't have to worry about the economy. If God's got your back, you're one of his disciples, he'll make sure you get some food. All right? He'll make sure you got a place to live. If you're following him, if you're doing his commandments and you love God, trust me, he'll make a way for you. It's a given. Right? He said, I'm gonna abide with you. I'm going to manifest myself to you. You know, don't worry about, you know, the 10 o'clock news. Don't let the 10 o'clock news get you afraid. They're good at that. Don't worry about the oil spill, that it's going to continue to happen. I know it's not good. We pray for the situation to be resolved. We're still going on. Amen? You got to trust God, right? That was the word of the Lord for this year. Let me tell you, the more I see what's happened this year, the more I know that was a word from God for us. Amen. If you trust and fear the Lord, that was the things we needed to do this year. Trust and fear the Lord. Blessing and increase will be yours. But we got to what? Trust the Lord. Fear the Lord. Okay? I knew some things were going to happen this year, and probably more are going to happen. Are you trusting? Are you fearing today? We got to be ready. Praise God. In John 15, 10, it says this, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. There it is again. That's the fourth time. It's another chapter, fourth time, that we see here the Lord saying, if you keep my commandments, you're going to stay in my love. Okay? Got to keep his word. Right? Got to follow what he tells us to do. Praise God. Real simple. And if we do that, if we keep the commandments of the Father, we will abide in his love. Oh, hallelujah. That's a good thing today. We must continue to obey and abide in Jesus' love. And if you love Jesus, you will today. Here's my last verse. We sang a song earlier, and Sister Dawn, she didn't know what was coming in the message today. But we sang the song about being a friend of God. How many remember that song? How many are a friend of God today? All right. Let me qualify that statement for you right now. Who does God consider a friend? Okay? Look to me, or look with me, in John 15 and verse 14. My last, well, it's not my last. I thought it was my last, but second to last verse. Amen. John 15, 14. Look what it says. It says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. Who's a friend of God? The one who follows his commands. Amen. You're his friend today if you follow, if you listen to what he says. Amen. Whatsoever I command you. Whatever it is. Amen. And I like the Amplified Bible. It says you got to keep on doing the things that he commands, okay? To be his friend, you must be a disciple today. Hallelujah. Or a disciplined one. One who follows his instructions. Oh, hallelujah. Continually and consistently. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but that's your desire, and you try to do that, okay? Love equals obedience. There it is again. Amen? What an equation. The Lord gave me that. That stood so much. I almost made the title that of this message, okay? Love equals obedience, okay? So today, we're a friend of God if we listen to him. Did you get that, church? Amen. If you don't listen to him, you know what? I hate to tell you, you're not really a friend of God. You got to listen and follow his commandments. You got to be one who's willing to obey his instructions, okay? Then you're a friend of God. Hallelujah. So today, I'm closing here. Don't be troubled. Praise God. Amen. Don't walk in fear. All right? He says, walk in peace. Praise God. peace, the peace that passes all understanding. It's for us today. We got to receive it and hold on to it. Don't give it away. When things come our way, don't lose it. Walk in that peace, all right? And how do you maintain the peace of God? You got to stay close to God. Amen. You got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in prayer. You got to go to church. Hallelujah. Be with your brothers and your sisters. Amen. This is a safe house. Why do people stay away from church? I'll never know. Amen. This is where you grow. This is where you worship God. This is where you meet God. Hallelujah. This is where God speaks to you and comforts you and blesses you. Because the devil's a liar. He lies to people. And that's why they don't come like they should. Okay? I want to be a friend of God. How about you today? Hallelujah. I am a friend of God. Amen. And you are too. Amen. As long as you follow and you listen today. My last verse, you don't have to turn to it. In 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." I hope you've been stirred up today a little bit. Amen. Let God stir you up every day. Now look at this, verse 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Hallelujah. That's what God has given to us, okay? Power, love, and a sound mind. God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, okay? Spirit of fear is one of the most powerful spirits the enemy has. And if he can put that on us, it causes havoc in our lives. Fear. But you know what the Bible talks about fear? Perfect love casts out all fear. And who gives us perfect love today? Jesus. Amen? You don't need to walk in that fear, okay? You don't need to walk in fear from man. You need to walk in fear of the Lord today. Praise God. Would you stand with me today? Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I'm just blessed today. I'm ready. How about you? It's Independence Day. Hallelujah. We're free today. Hallelujah. Not only free in our world to live for God and do whatever we want to do as long as it's, you know, according to the law and that, but we're free to serve God. Man, Jesus has made us free. Hallelujah. We had communion today. Praise God. We receive and remember what Jesus did for us. What else do we want today? We got it all. We should have a great Sunday now, okay? Have a great day tomorrow. Spend time with family and friends and let people know why you're so happy and so free. You don't even have to say something. Just be what you're supposed to be, okay? And then people will ask you why, all right? People will ask you why. You just got to live it, amen? And God will give you the opportunity to speak when it's time. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for your word, Lord. John 14. Oh, that we be not troubled. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I just proclaim that and decree it over Oriole Christian Assembly. Everyone that's here today. Lord, we will receive the word from the Lord. We will not be troubled. Hallelujah. Lord, instead, we're going to walk in your peace. That passes all understanding, Lord. Lord, I speak the peace of God to rest on every life, from the top of every head to the soles of every feet, today, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask today you would help us, Lord, to be connected so tight with you that, Lord, truly we would love you and show it because we follow your commandments. Lord, I can't make anybody love you. Holy Spirit, you speak to the hearts today. You draw them to yourself, O God. Lord, help us if any of us have been stumbling along the way, Lord, that we would get closer to you. Lord, we would get back to reading our word daily. Lord, we would be in prayer more often, Lord. Lord, we would run to church when the doors are open. Hallelujah. Because we want to be in your presence. O God, bless every family here, every child of God. Strengthen us today, God. For we got work to do. Hallelujah. Lord, for those who are not here, for whatever reason, Lord, if any are not here because they're offended, oh, Holy Spirit, I bring them before you. Deal with them right now in the name of Jesus. Draw them, Lord, back unto yourself. Lord, wake them up. Wake them up in the name of Jesus. That we're in a battle. We're in a battle with an enemy. We're not enemies of each other, but there's an enemy that we're fighting against named the devil every day. Oh God, speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Touch our families, Lord, those who are not here for sickness and disease and different things, Lord. Heal and touch our families, Lord. And Lord, those who are offended, Lord, will come back and receive the word of the Lord. We'll receive forgiveness and we'll grow and mature and go forth in God. Lord, we pray for each one today. Bless, Lord. Let this day be the greatest 4th of July we've ever had, Lord. That we would shine the love of Jesus to others, Lord. Thank you for your goodness today. We bless you and we worship you today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. 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 God bless you. We love you. If you need prayer, come on up. If not, give somebody a hug, greet one another, and we'll see you Wednesday. Remember, week of prayer. Hallelujah.
Your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.